Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
If, like me, you don't have much hair to worry about, let alone luscious curly locks, you've probably never heard of my next guest. But if you are an entrepreneur and want to know how to create a range of products widely available now on our shelves, Denise Walsh is the person you want to hear from. She's the founder of Curly Co., which sells dozens of hair care products in all of the main pharmacies in Ireland and other outlets. In fact, she has 180 different outlets on the island, and she's sitting in front of me. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, let's start with the hair. I'm not an expert, but I'm very interested. What proportion population would have wavy or curly hair?
God, over 80%.
And what?
Yeah, I know. And I actually thought that I was pigeonholing myself when I started this. And it was kind of the reason it took me so long to do it until I realised, I suppose, I'm a hairdresser for 30 years as well. And I realised, gosh, do you know what? It doesn't have to be just for curly hair. If you have a wave in your hair of any way, shape or form, you're a client of Curly Co.
Now, without drifting down fashion styles, is the Rachel bob and the straightened hair from the 90s, is that gone now?
Yeah, that's definitely. Like, everyone is looking, wants more body, but more natural look. And the less ironing we have to do on the hair, the better, because we want our hair in better condition than what it was. Back in the 90s, when I myself was lying on a table and running the iron over to try and get it straight before you hit the no-name club on a Friday night.
Now, you were sitting in your kitchen and during lockdown, and you had a eureka moment.
I did.
Yep. Tell us about that moment.
I did. I think it was the same as many other clients of our salon. We just had no one to do our hair. Yeah. And we, myself and my husband, Jason, we have three beautiful children. We only had two at the time. And it was just more so about relaxing with them and not spending time working and not spending time doing my hair. So I left it naturally curly every day and realised, gosh, this is actually grand.
There must be millions of people who want the same thing.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. And like the amount of clients that came back to our salon when we did get to reopen and that had said, we want to keep the colour more natural, we want to keep the shape more natural, we want to keep the style more natural. It just opened up a whole Pandora's box.
Now, you started developing a product during lockdown, which can't have been easy because there was a lot of posting back and forth.
Yes.
And then almost immediately, within a week, suddenly you had demands from distributors and pharmacies and stuff.
So, like, it did take 18 months or so before. Remember that.
Overnight success.
No, we launched April of last year. But you have to remember, like, I know it doesn't feel like that, but lockdown is quite a few years ago now at this stage. Yes. But it was during the lockdown. And one of my friends had said to me, just let's start it, like, get cracking. It's something you've always wanted to do. And I was just literally on social media, on Instagram, and I started reaching out to people that I knew that might be able to help me, put me in the direction, because trying to find manufacturers is extremely hard. Like, no one wants to give you away their secret of who their manufacturers are. And rightly so, because now that I'm in that area, I realise...
Why are they so protective of manufacturers?
Because, you know, it's your product and you want to keep it protected and you want to keep the ingredients protected and you want to share it with the clients, but you don't want to be just saying to every person that you meet, oh, I got my product made in such and such a factory and here's the contact details for you. You have to put the hard graft in.
Okay, but how did you manage to persuade those distributors to take you on from scratch?
It was through word of mouth, so I don't mind sharing it. Like, the first person I contacted was Marissa Carter from Coco Brown, and I mention her in every interview I do because I owe her a lot.
Okay.
And it was literally, I sent her a message and said, where do I even start with this? Like, I had no idea about componentry, about, like, your middle name becomes Delay because you think, you think you're going to have a product within 3 months and you might not have it for 9 to 12 months. But, like, realistically, it took, and it will take, 12 to 18 months to produce anything to even get you to a formulation stage, which is where you're going into testing for 12 weeks before it even goes into a bottle, before it goes onto a shelf.
And does that mean that all these various different iterations are tested on your own, on your friends and yourself and all that?
Absolutely, first. But then they go into 12 weeks testing around Europe. So we're Europe tested, but we're also globally tested now as well, which means that if we ever open up the market to go into America, we're ready.
Where do you make all this stuff?
So it's made in the UK at the moment, but now it is going to be manufactured and made, which I'm very proud to say, in Ireland by September. By the end of September, we should have our first shipment from Ireland.
And so you'll start employing people locally?
Yes, yes, yeah. Absolutely. We're already, Curly Co. already consists of four people on our team in our small little office in Kilkenny. So we're growing very, very fast. But I've outsourced other, like my digital company is outsourced, my PR company is outsourced, until we get to a stage where I'm going
so
to.
So you're lean and mean at this stage?
Lean and mean at this stage, absolutely.
Now, I didn't mention it at the outset, but there is a smell of a fruit. Yes. Off most of your products.
Absolutely, right. Yeah. So it's essential.
In case listeners think that I was sniffing your hair, you brought in some products.
I did. Yeah. It's essential orange oil is the main ingredient in our shampoo, our conditioner and our mask.
Okay.
And it's Mango Mania in the styling products. The reason for this is that most wavy and curly hair, it can tend to get quite musky like everybody's hair would after a couple of days. Mm. With curly hair, you're not supposed to wash it really more than once or twice a week because it starts to dehydrate the curls and makes them frizzy. So we've gone for that really nice, citrusy, fresh scented products to keep the hair smelling fresh longer.
Now, do you have a kind of a price point that would be regarded as a premium price point, or are you mid-range?
We're mid-range. So we're not too high and we're not too low. So we're right in the middle. So our prices start at $18.99.
Okay.
But I have to emphasize as well that this is a professional product that we've brought out at a retail level. Because I'm a hairdresser for that length of time and I've worked in salons, I hated the fact that clients felt that they have to go to a salon to get a good premium product. Mm. So I had decided, no, I want to bring out a premium product, but I wanted to make it like available for everybody if they walk into a pharmacy that they can pick it up without feeling like they have to go to a salon. So the price will reflect the fact that it's a professional product. It's really concentrated. So they're really thick products and you just need to add a little bit more water and you'll get like 3 to 6 months out of each shampoo and conditioner product.
So what's the next stage? I mean, are you talking to supermarkets?
Maybe.
Okay, that sounds promising.
Maybe.
And have you got any support from the state, from the Leos or from Enterprise Ireland?
The Leo are amazing. They've helped us out so much. Actually, tomorrow I have another meeting with the Enterprise Board. But yeah, absolutely. The startup grant, when it, like the very back in the early days, building our website. We're on the priming grant at the moment. So absolutely. And the Enterprise Board have been hugely helpful the whole way throughout this process.
One piece of advice for young entrepreneurs, male or female out there.
Okay. One piece of advice, don't be afraid and keep knocking on doors until someone answers you.
There you go. Simple and straight. Thank you so much for joining us. That is Denise Walsh, the founder of Curly Co. Which is all one word, I think, is it?
All one word, yeah. Can I say one thing?
Which is?
My dad is listening. His name is Dennis and he'll just be delighted that he'll hear his name mentioned. And he's a big fan of yours every morning.
Hello, Dennis Walsh in Kilkenny.
Dennis O'Neill.
Dennis O'Neill, sorry. Keep listening.
Thank you.
Breakfast Business. With Enterprise Ireland on News Talk.